Chip.
Buckner Bo.
The dog's in the house.
Shorty P.
Wait, was that? We're out of turn because we rotated seats, yeah, right?
I know, since we changed the studio.
So we didn't even discuss that off prelim, so we're already off to a penalty.
Oh, wow. Penalty?
For you guys, because I always started.
Fine.
Huh? I always started.
Yeah, but you're the director, so, I mean, usually it's like...
You guys know why I'm here.
So...
Yeah, hog up my AC and drink my soda.
One thing that you guys totally neglected to talk about last week was the fact that Monty Kiffin is in the Ring of Honor, going into the Ring of Honor.
Who neglected that?
You two. I mentioned it, and then you guys just brushed right over it.
You know how
about
fired up
champion.
We were last week?
Yeah, we were a little fired up.
Yeah, we won the Stanley Cup back-to-back.
First off, there's a little bone I want to pick about Monty. Love him as a defense coordinator. Great guy. And when you said that, I started reflecting on why I don't
why what
necessarily like to praise this guy as much as everybody does. Don't get me wrong. No. Like I said,
great
defensive coordinator. He brought us a Super Bowl here. Yeah. He restructured a Tampa 2 defense that will be known in history forever. Great.
I mean,
awesome.
Teams today
now,
Tampa 2.
Now, I'm going to unleash, as Skip Bayless would say. Can't lose in these shoes. No shoes, because no shoes on the carpet. Do you remember what happened? It was Monday night against Carolina, 2007. Bucks were 9-3, looking good.
Okay.
Looking
good.
We got
blown out.
Yeah.
Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams ran for over 256 yards. The first time ever the Buccaneers have let up 250 yards rushing.
Okay. Sure. All right, go ahead.
Moments before that game, what happened? Moments before this game.
I don't.
Monty Kiffin said Chidi Honnatu is better than Warren Sapp.
That's a whole other topic.
Did you hear about that beef?
He literally announced right before that game that broke our season and
pretty much
to me put the curse.
Or
no, he was going to go coach with his son at Tennessee.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin.
Lame Kiffin.
Yeah.
So that's why you have issues with Monty?
I just don't like the way he left. He
could have waited to
the
end of the season.
Dude, you're
the
guy that said so far.
No, he could have waited to the end of the
season.
I'll
put my kid in jail.
Yes.
And
him up.
And now because the guy went to go coach with his kid.
You have little dog. Little dog comes around. You win a Super Bowl.
You can't
you
ask
win a
dog
Super
if
Bowl.
He has a little
can
dog
I
around.
Ask him the
he
question?
Doesn't really have a little dog.
But he'll have a little dog one day. He's at Burke. He takes your championship ring. He sells it. He's already been a troublemaker. Sells it.
It's a real ring.
Real ring. Championship ring. It's your ring, and he sells it, and it's gone. Lost forever, and you know he did
it. Hold on.
He just turned 18. He's been a nuisance. He takes
everything. Doing all sorts of drugs.
I'm saying, but.
Definitely going to the hospital because I'm going to beat his ass.
Are you going to call the cops?
And then I'm pressing charges. Safe yeah, you stupid son of a.
No, you don't press charges.
So you're going to lock your own kid up, dog.
Child.
Really? Little dog's going to the pound.
If he is stupid enough to try me.
Yep.
Exactly. And take my real replica Super Bowl ring.
Hey, when it's you have that little dog or you have little Bo, we'll ask this question again.
Dad, I don't know if you're listening, but I thought I had it rough, but not even close.
Not even close.
Listen,
man.
Lock him up, throw away the
lock
key.
Lock him up.
Our mom put fear in us.
Exactly.
You ever seen that finger, what it could do? When it comes down and flicks you on top of the head and leaves you a big old welt on top of your head?
That's what's wrong. I get it now.
Fish hook?
I understand.
Right.
You ever catch a fish hook?
No, I never. What is a fish hook? What's a fish hook?
No, stop.
Yoked up.
Next
on the
time
wall.
Your kids act stop. Up, just do that, man.
That's not a thing.
How about
that is, it's a thing around here?
What's the biggest thing that happened today?
Biggest thing.
Biggest
that happened
thing. We all
today.
Got off work.
No, jeez. Biggest thing that happened today.
We had a walk off. Walk off.
I was glued to the TV.
Walk oh, the Rays walk off.
I walked off.
They actually
job.
Said they were down. It was 4-3, bottom nine. Uh-huh. Got on with lead off. Base hit, and then they moved. They got bases loaded with one out, and Austin Meadows came through with RBI. Two RBI.
I was glued to the TV.
No, you weren't.
Yeah,
you were smoking
there,
a cigarette out back listening to the birds.
There was a
smoking
New Jersey's Housewives marathon.
A what?
And I decided to watch that instead of the Rays game.
A what?
A New Jersey Housewives.
New so Jersey. That, so how'd you even know that was
yeah,
on?
Yeah, so hold on.
Because I was scrolling through and it said Rays. Next thing down was New Jersey Housewives. I said, New Jersey Housewives.
So you watched it?
Yeah.
Was
so
it
you watched it?
Yeah, I watched the marathon.
Any good?
Yeah. It was really good, actually.
Awesome.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Back
but there was
Joe Gudice is in jail.
Something
like that.
Historic that happened yesterday in the Rays game. They had an all-female broadcast. From
kudos.
The TV announcer.
Kudos.
And they were actually, you know what? It was kind of weird. I was cooking dinner and like I had the game on and I can hear them. And it was just, it was a weird vibe at first to kind of get to it. But no, I'm just saying, I'm being honest.
Okay.
It was a weird vibe because you're used to hearing two guys that you've heard for the past 10 seasons.
As long as it's not Joe Buck.
Oh God, I hate that guy.
But anyways, it was like they were very knowledgeable. They did their research.
No, I.
But then again, they were. It was almost too much.
How many girls talk too much? Total? How many was it total?
There was two. There was a game and a field broadcaster, reporter. Then they had a field reporter, and then they had somebody else.
So four total.
Yeah. I mean, kudos to them. They did a great job, but they just talk too much.
I like, yeah, see, that's why I like female reporters, too. They ask some of the wildest questions.
They do. They did a great job, but girls talk too much.
Like the, and then like the Nichols and the other ESPN.
The other one just resigned.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, she did because her contracts fell out or whatever. It just happened a couple hours ago. Because
her contracts what?
I don't know. They just had, it said contract fails.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, with her and Nichols, that happened
so
the other week.
And she likes basketball, so she's probably going over with TNT.
Who knows, man? Could be going to WNBA.
Okay.
Do you think females have it more difficult in sports?
Yes, they have a voice.
Do you think that it's easier for them?
What do you mean?
Or more
what?
Difficult?
What are you talking about?
Depends.
To talk about it?
I mean, attire and everything, contracts. I mean, do you think that? Do you think it's as easy
for
them?
Being a sports analyst?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you know your shit, it doesn't matter.
There are actually.
So you
female.
Give the same credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are female reporters that are actually better than male reporters. I'd say Erin Andrews.
Pam Oliver.
Pam Oliver. In her prime, she was. Yeah. She's, you know, Aaron obviously.
The hometowner, Jenna Lane.
And Jenna Lane. I mean, there's. I mean, it all started, I think, to Linda Cohn, who started doing SportsCenter. But, I mean, they're just as talented and qualified. The only thing the difference is.
SportsCenter, she was good.
They don't. Because usually when you have two broadcasters, you have one guy that calls the game, and then you have one guy that's had experience playing. So that's the only down factors is they don't have is experience on the field to relate to what these players are going through. They can say everything from statistics, but they can't really, I know what that's like to tear my ACL. Maybe they do, but not like a 350-pound guy falling on you.
Are you going
to
see one of them in, like, say, football? I don't really see them.
They already have them. Erin Andrews just does.
But I won't.
It's really, they do.
I didn't see anyone in the last
Super Bowl, they have. Yeah, they have female She was calling
at halftime.
No, no. They called. She called the game. She was in the box. She wasn't the play-by-play announcers, but she was in the box. Wow. I forget her name. She does a lot of sports.
Don't we have one or two female coaches on the Bucks?
Two.
All right. So did you see? Speaking about the Bucks.
Hold on.
Oh, don't want to jump. What you got?
You said coaches. Super Bowl winning coaches. Yes. Two female Super Bowl winning coaches.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
you know what? Come Sunday,
I mean,
that was all last year.
Females with that kind of bling.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, well, except for the divorcees, but
or the kids,
yeah, or the kids,
the kids that stole them. God,
should
kids.
Be in jail.
But after Sunday, man, that's last year, man. It all starts over Sunday.
No, it starts over today.
Man,
yesterday.
Today was their ring ceremony.
Yesterday was their,
it? Today they got their rings.
Today, hold on, they did get the rings.
They got the rings.
What do the rings look like?
Mm-hmm.
They're big.
Yeah,
fancy.
I bet.
Big and fancy.
A lot of money.
Oh, I bet.
So
I bet.
Tonight also.
Yeah, it's the draft.
Expansion draft.
Yep.
Who do you think we're losing?
Alex Killorn. A lot of people say Gord. A lot of people say Palat. I say Killorn.
I see Killorn and Johnson.
Dude,
I don't think you lose two.
You can, but I think you still
why
got,
would you not want to take the back to back Stanley Cup champion players when you have a chance?
You
got to
look at guys like Coleman too. I mean,
no, I thought whoa.
Colt, yeah.
Walk me through this. I thought that this team could only take one.
Now they can work a deal and get two lower level players like minor leaguer or maybe a Joseph or a certain degree of player.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
well, that's the thing with an expansion team is if you're not competing for the title, then why are you in there? So they want to make these teams at least relevant and have decent.
But if you
players.
Take Gord,
they're
Palat,
talking about,
or Killorn, you're not; those aren't lesser players, so you're only getting one.
They're talking about taking the goalie from, not that it matters, the Canadiens.
They're not. They already said today they're not. They're not taking Price. They said it today.
They're not.
Yeah,
good. That guy just got a big L.
They're talking about.
I wouldn't take him either.
Can't remember where.
I wouldn't take him to sit on my toilet.
But either way, if you take Killorn, Palat, Gord, those are
you can't I don't
higher
think
echelon
you can,
players.
I don't
you
think
can't
you can take
somebody else.
I don't think you can take those two guys. I think when you're a starter or you have X amount of minutes on the ice, that you're qualified as a tier one player.
Well, Joseph wasn't hurt, he would have had more time on the ice. Why are you down on Joseph, by the way?
Who?
I think the kid was a stud.
I didn't say anything down on Joseph. He was flying around.
I didn't down any player.
Oh, well, you just kind of so.
That's probably your other podcast with your other buddies.
You still got Sorelli.
Wow,
I mean,
other podcasts. Invite me.
There's other guys out there on that team that, I mean.
The names on the protected list were expected.
Yeah. Did you hear what Killorn said, though?
He don't want to go nowhere. Why would you want to go anywhere?
He said, I'm not trying to go to Seattle.
That's why would you? It's a miserable city. Killorn said that?
Yeah, so, I mean, if they do that, that just means the guy's looking to get out of there.
Overwhelming majority think that Yanni Gourde is going.
A lot of people do, too.
Yanni's gone.
Gone.
He won't be. He won't be gone in the draft, but he'll be gone.
No,
you're crazy. I think Coleman might go. Coleman played
that. Why would he go if he didn't have to? Why would Yanni Gourde want to go?
I'm just saying, dude. I don't know. He's. It's gonna.
This is the guy who also said that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going
to
be.
He might go. He might go tonight. He'd be a great franchise guy to build around.
Same guy who said Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, it's my opinion. You guys are knocking me for my. It's probably not going to happen. But if it does happen, I can say I said it.
Dude, it's supposed to be a podcast full of opinions.
Exactly, and I get knocked if I throw mine out. Yeah, I guess not.
Okay.
Just ruffling your feathers.
Anybody can go besides the protected players. Anybody can go besides the protected players.
So
it's all about what the Kraken wants.
Bad news throughout the course of the week. Obviously, there was the shooting at the Nationals game.
Yep.
And there was a shooting last night at the Bucks championship game.
Jeez.
Milwaukee's
what's going on with people, man?
I don't know.
You're asking the wrong people.
No shit, dude. I mean, nothing like this would even begin to enter my mind.
You know, okay, so, all right. You guys are probably going to manipulate.
Other than four people were killed last night.
Twist my words however you want it.
Jeez.
Because there was events nationally televised and there were shootings there, yes, I agree. It's not acceptable by any means.
Yeah, okay.
But the same fact is that there's kids dying every day in the city of Chicago, all these other cities, every day. But it doesn't get publicized just because it happened at a sporting event. But it's the ratio. Not the ratio is so much different when there's kids.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal, though. I agree.
I mean, if we're going to talk about it, about it.
But I'm just saying that it does get televised. You do get play for the reality of what the world that we're living in, 100%, especially in towns like Chicago, parts of Atlanta, stuff like that. You see about it. I get that. However, going to a game where people are going to enjoy themselves, shut down. They're finally getting back into stadiums after COVID.
It shouldn't matter the scenery. That's violence on another human being, regardless of the scenario of where it is. It happens anywhere. It shouldn't matter if it's there or if it's here.
What about the scary thing, like that,
though? I know
being 45. It's okay. Growing up in 80s, 90s, you got to understand all the stuff that is happening.
Still happened.
You just didn't have social media. You didn't have
that's the killer right there
to the news. You didn't have that. So I mean,
even though at TMZ, it's portraying something.
Yeah.
It's all
about being the first to report it nowadays. It's not about getting the facts right either.
No,
100%.
It's called what you see.
Too many news stations coming out saying, "Oh, retraction."
Yeah.
It's all liberal propaganda.
Here we go.
There we went.
Libby's.
Right, so aside from the shootings, which was terrible, we got Bobby Bowden got some bad news.
Yeah, he just got diagnosed.
I mean, I'm a diehard Gator. However, dude, that
he's a hell of a coach.
For that guy.
Go Gators.
Yeah. The FSU ain't been the same since, and I could care less to see him return back. So go Gators.
What, Jumbo jumped right in after him, right?
Jumbo
Fisher.
Yeah, he won Winston.
And then they never been.
Did you see Winston's video, by the way?
No. Which one?
What?
I sent it to the feed the other day.
I asked him.
He has a towel in his hand. And he's just,
what's he doing? Why is he being weird?
There's no telling, dude. His trainer is just.
I'll say right now, he's out of the NFL within 3 years.
He'll be around.
I think the same.
He's out of your mind,
dude. Are you kidding me? There's guys like Sam Darnold still out there. You don't think Jameis is going to be gone?
Sam Darnold threw less interceptions than James Winston.
He won't be.
In 3 years.
I mean, true fact.
One at a time. Years? Why? Why is he going to be gone?
Yeah.
Because
why? Well,
he's
not going to be gone.
3 years, Chip. 3 years.
Within 3 years, he's gone.
What is a magic number with three? Can I get that?
Understand, being gone is sitting third string behind Denver Broncos' first two. I mean, come on.
Okay.
I mean,
this guy,
point.
You really feel that this guy should be a starter in the NFL?
It's not at all what I'm saying, but he's going to be a backup somewhere.
Let me ask you. Should he be a starter? Is he a caliber of a starting
I mean, you're
going to
give him a chance
at
certain teams. Certain teams you can. You knock this guy like he's the number 33rd best quarterback in the NFL.
The guy?
He threw 5,000
yards. He's the next Tom Brady, man.
Why can't I not think of him
right now?
You need to talk to Jameis 101.
The other guy that does the quarterbacking for New Orleans aside from
Taysom Hill?
Yeah, he should be the starting quarterback.
That's. I think they said something about he might be the starting quarterback.
He's a better quarterback.
But I would.
So you just think Winston should just be out of the league? No team needs him right now. Just gone. Just get rid of him.
He led the league 2 years in a row in interceptions. The only other people to do that was Ryan Leaf. Gone.
I understand that stat. I get it more than anybody. I went to the games and seen it my firsthand myself. But you're going to sit there and tell me he's not better than at least the bottom 10 starting quarterbacks?
Okay.
On
let me ask you this.
Lesser teams.
Who is worse than him in the league right now?
Who's worse than him?
Yeah, who's worse than him? Who's the worst? Who has?
I mean, are you going to take
lesser Rudy stats? Rudiger. I guess.
Who was the guy that came in for the Bills not too long ago? Threw like fucking six.
No, I'm talking about a starting quarterback.
He's not a starting quarterback though. James Winston isn't a starting quarterback.
He is right now.
They haven't announced.
He's
it.
Not a starting. Bro. Not technically. Not ever since he left.
Okay, well, let's just say he's a starting quarterback for this sake of this argument. He's a starting quarterback. Okay. Tell me someone that is worse. The Jameis Winston as a player. He's Cam. Led the league 2 years in a row.
I don't know Cam what you Newton. Have working in New England.
Cam Newton, bro, you're out of your mind.
I don't know what you have. I don't know.
Cam Newton. How do you think Cam Newton is not as good a player as
Mitchell
James
Trubisky?
Winston is not as good as he. Again, this guy led the fucking league with one of the best wide receiving cores in the league.
And he also threw for over 30 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards. So he did 5, have 000. High points.
He 5, had 000. More if he would have interceptions thrown, than he did.
That's all your chip. I understand about the interceptions, though, but the guy can still somewhat play better than
how many
no, some of the starters
how
are out there.
How many interceptions did Tom Brady have with the same receiving core?
Oh, my
same
God.
Team? How many did he have this year?
What do you have, 12?
14? 14 or 15?
No.
He Look threw three in one Google. Half. He
it's
threw
worth,
three in one game.
Worth a Google. Worth a Google.
What? Just tell us.
I don't know.
You guys, he's sicking us on
That's
Google in the
Google.
Hopes.
It's like 14. He threw 14 picks.
Might be there.
All right. Dude, let me say, if this is less than 14, you guys are eating your words. Tom Brady.
He threw some
I
picks,
think
man.
Threw like 15 or 16.
2020 season.
He threw some
let
picks.
Let our listeners that are just coming in let 12. Them know who we're talking 12. About here.
Okay.
That's what I said off rip.
He had three times that.
Who did?
Winston. He had 36, Winston. 34.
No, 33. No, 30 even. It was 30 even.
Yeah, he had some games where he threw four even. In one game. He had, I think, like two or three of those where he threw four in one game.
He had
Cincinnati 33 threw four
touchdowns.
In.
33
exactly.
touchdowns.
So how are we saying that he's a starting caliber quarterback? Because he's not.
He is not for the Bucs.
It wasn't he's for not, that offense. You
listen,
can't say that about every
the,
offense.
The Jets are the worst team in the league. Agreed? I mean, kind of.
It's
yeah,
hard
but
to tell.
You're talking no risk at no biscuit. That's the whole motto of this offense the Bucs play.
I like that.
You know, he.
If he threw 30 interceptions every season he played, then yes, you would have Dirk a valid
Cutter,
argument, but he hasn't.
Listen,
if he was
Dirk
that
Cutter,
good, we wouldn't have gone after Tom Brady.
Dirk Cutter knew he wasn't, you know, throwing the ball 40, 50 times a game. He knew he couldn't do that with Jameis Winston. He still threw picks. There was games where he wouldn't even throw more than 25 fucking passes.
I just don't understand why you guys are so defensive.
We're not defensive. You're just saying that he should just be kicked out of the league right now. Like he's not good enough to start.
Back on that though, Chip.
He just said that he has a 3-year shelf life before.
No, but
he's
saying right now he would not start him on. He would take every other starter.
So
he's
going. He's going in a year. This will be year 7 for him, right?
Really?
So in 3 years he'll be going into year 10.
He's gone.
So you don't think he'll? I think he'll
be around for the
I
next
think
10
he'll
years.
Play over 10 years.
Okay, but he ain't gonna be playing. He'll be sitting like
he'll
RG3.
Be in the league for
he'll
10
be like
years.
An RG3.
Yeah, he's gonna see. He'll see time. He'll weed his way around. It's just what happens.
Who's the worst quarterback in the league right now, in your opinion?
Nathan Peterman. That's who it was. That's the guy who threw fucking 6 interceptions for the Bills.
Nathan.
Who's the worst starting quarterback for the league?
I don't know.
Right
you'd
now.
Have to pull up the list, man.
I would honestly,
there's some bad starting quarterbacks out there.
I'm going to throw one out there.
I would probably say Cam Newton.
Yeah, I'm probably putting him up there.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? Did you see him perform last year?
Yeah, I did.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
Who started after
Burrow got
hurt? How
many touchdowns did Cam Newton throw?
Who started after Burrow got hurt?
How many interceptions? Exactly. How many interceptions did Cam Newton throw last year?
Less than Winston.
You better check.
No,
that
he
stat.
Didn't.
That's right, because Winston didn't play.
Exactly. Check Cam. check awesome. Cam's stats real quick.
Right.
I think he had like 10 touchdowns and 10 picks.
All right, so you're saying that Cam Newton?
He had shitty stats.
10 touchdowns, 10 picks.
He had 10.
How many touchdowns?
Why don't you just look up his overall stats?
8. So he had more interceptions than he did touchdowns.
That's trash.
So you're telling me you would take
that. Oh, well, watch this.
You're,
here's the best part.
On the Patriots. Here's on the Patriots. You're telling me you will take that.
Watch this. Winston, TD, 2020 season. A zero.
Look up playoffs,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
You're going to have playoffs. One. Yeah. Look at the playoffs. You're going to have one in the playoffs.
Anyhow. But I'm saying you would take 8 touchdowns, 10 interceptions over.
Over 0-0?
Over yes. 5,000 passing yards, 33 touchdowns, and 30 picks. You would take that over that.
No.
And still get the same result.
I would literally take
Cam Newton
my
throwing the ball.
11-year-old that doesn't play football over Jameis Winston.
He's young, though. He's young, and that's the only reason I would say that he might have a little more longevity. He might get that 10 years. He's got a good smile. That's about it. I mean, other smile. Than that, I mean, look at him.
Some other Bucks news. Mickens?
Yeah, what an
arrested.
Idiot. Man, that sucks.
Gun charges? I don't know how that one's going to turn
again?
Out.
Yeah.
Jeez. When did that happen? I didn't see that.
Like 2 days ago.
Wannabe gangsters.
Dude. That's the second time this year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not good. That's not good.
So that means your boy that they drafted, the wide receiver,
is
the Speedy. He will be. He'll be. Yeah.
He'll begin. You'll be seeing him week one preseason.
Did we see our Bucks at the White House?
Yes.
Heard a little bit. Yes. Brady throwing shade.
Sleepy Tom.
I saw
I thought
Brady.
That was pretty funny.
Brady, he looks good, man. I don't understand how I'm looking like this.
You know,
his trainer
good?
Said he's got 2 years left this year, next year.
Hey, the guy looks like he's got 40 years left.
No,
you know who looked good yesterday was Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
That guy's a stud.
I thought you were going to say Uncle it was Bruce. It was our president.
He's got to have that.
He had the kangaroo. Yeah.
I thought it was your boy Biden that you liked in those pictures.
Come on now, come on now. Yeah, man, Bruce Arians. He has that swag of like the uncle.
Yeah.
At the barbecue, who's on the grill, who makes sure you get that second plate before you leave. He's that type of guy. That's his swag.
And if you got some travel money, something like gas money.
Yeah, he's like, over there just
like, here's $2.
Snapping his
There's
finger.
His new drill.
Wait, what was up with the jersey that they gave Biden?
What I'm talking about. You're going to show that
jersey?
To me?
They do that. They do that. Let me see that real quick. They do that every
Winston
time.
So you're telling me my boy Trump got one too?
Apparently it's supposed to help with your wrist.
Not in,
is it?
It's supposed to have to snap your wrist.
That's
what, I mean, honestly, there's the same video Pat Mahomes is doing and everybody's praising him. This guy does it and he looks clown because he's doing it in his backyard.
Because he does look clown. He looks clown.
But Pat Mahomes does it, and everybody's like, oh, that's how you become MVP and win a Super Bowl.
He said,
get absolutely no touchdowns against this defense.
He said, you strong? I'm strong. We strong, dude.
Speaking of other mishaps, you saw about Greg Knapp.
He took a nap?
No, he's in critical condition. He was hit. He's a now offensive coordinator, I guess, isn't he, for the Jets?
Mm-mm.
Or, it's unfortunate.
Or his quarterback, something like that. But either way, took him out. And he was on his bike.
So unfortunate.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So did you
thoughts and prayers.
Not hear about today? I saved it, yeah.
What?
The Warren Sapp, Chidi Hontu deal.
What's the deal?
I think it was, Tuesday or Monday, I was listening to Calta in the morning, and he had Warren Sapp on the phone, and they were like, I caught like the kind of end of it, the gist of it, of where I guess him and Chidi had beef back in the day. Nothing really happened. It chopped up. So now there's a celebrating boxing thing that Calta holds every year or something like that. And now, for some reason, him and the Chidi beef got up again. And they were going back and forth and stuff like that. And then Sapp goes out. And what do you say? Sapp goes, you're not a champion for two reasons. You a bitch and have no purpose in life. It was a gimmick for you to make money like most. I'm not going to say that. You had one good year. You wanted to rest on it. Take that second place ring and shove it up your ass. I'm easy found. Finish that fight. Monty stopped. Let me know in Tampa. Because back in the day, I guess him and...
I do remember
they had
that.
Some beef in the locker room. And then I think Chidi pieced out right before the Super Bowl year or something like that.
He did.
So they were going back and forth.
But who did he get the ring with, Bo?
Who, Chidi?
Yeah.
I don't know. Patriots?
No. Who? Colts.
Oh, the Colts? Oh, good for him.
When did this
happen?
So now they're, days ago?
Yeah, a couple days ago. So now they're going back and forth to just, you know, stupid stuff. But apparently there's supposed to be some celebrity boxing thing between the two, which I think would be a pretty cool thing to go see, actually.
Chidi might beat that ass.
I don't know, man.
I think Chidi would get him.
Sapp's fishing, man.
Chidi was known as the locker room headhunter back in the day.
He was a
Sapp
beast,
was bro. Sapp was just the talk.
Yeah.
But
Sapp is from Miami, so
Sapp
don't play.
Yeah, they're built different down there.
Built different. Ray Lewis. But following news to come on that story, so keep your eyes and ears peeled.
Got it.
Sean, how do they get a hold of us if they wanted to call in right now?
Oh, you guys want to call in right now, you guys can hit the studio line at 844-542-4111 or just text us 727-388-1644.
How about the Olympic deals? Do you see this? I was telling you earlier.
Yeah, the girls lost 3-0.
And, well, the guys lost to Nigeria.
Yeah, well, name one player on that team.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how the girls are supposed to be wearing bikini shorts in handball. And
yeah, they should be fined and disbarred. That's disturbing.
They did get fined.
There, you cover up like that.
Yeah, so terrible.
Wait, they got fined for not wearing a bikini?
Yeah, they wanted to wear shorts. Equal rights. My butt, you're on the beach.
Yeah, apparently, yes, they were asked to wear bikini shorts. Is what they were supposed to wear, bikini bottoms, and they decided to wear the boy shorts, I guess is what they call them, and I guess they got in some shit for it. They were fined for ditching bikini bottoms for shorts.
2021. That's a no-go. Maybe the one on the left, she can keep them on, but yeah, I just don't see
her. Hold on.
So bad.
You said one could leave them on.
He said the one on the left, she can leave them on.
So she'd be penalized for going back to the bikini then.
Nah. I was saying left off the team, she don't fit.
What's up, dog?
So they got fined for wearing those shorts.
I guess so. Well, everybody.
We lost somebody.
Who?
Oh, don't give it to me. Oh, here we go.
What did I say earlier that you guys knocked me for?
You said cologne.
Bye bye, Yanni.
Yanni Gourde gone?
Look it up. This is why we do a podcast, man. Here. We break the news. Take it like a fan. Sean, how do you get a hold of us? They want to talk about it.
No, man. We're not talking about that shit. But if you guys do want to call in, call us at 844-542-4111 or text us 727-388-1644.
And remember, words from our boy. Don't get discouraged.
God damn it. Yeah. Welcome to Seattle, Yanni Gourde.
Sometimes it may be shit. Yeah.
Don't get discouraged.
That's shit right there, man.
See?
That's shit.
Yanni Gourde,
but sometimes maybe good.
Hey, he's a back-to-back champ. He's. I don't think he's gonna like it up there.
That one sucks, man. Because I was just saying through the entire playoffs, this guy when he came on the ice, it was like everything picked up, pace picked up,
but
the hits picked
up. Can we rewind like literally 10 minutes ago when we were talking about who's gonna go? Who was the last player I said?
You said Alex Killorn, but Yanni Gourde
will
go.
Be gone in less than 3 years.
But
right?
Then who was the last player that I said you maybe see go?
You were talking about Joseph. I said I was the one who said Yanni Gourde, and that's going to suck.
I said someone was going to go.
I think Jameis is gone now.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Anyways.
Yanni, we appreciate your services down here, bud. Thanks for
I get no
being
credit.
A back-to-back champ.
No credit.
Good
Connor,
luck.
Connor
good
McGregor
luck next year.
Is, back, yeah. Connor McGregor's back in the news.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, broken leg and all.
Fibula?
Nope, he bought a Lambo yacht.
Yeah, I seen that.
He'll be broke.
Why did you say that? Like it wasn't a real bone to break.
I mean,
what?
I broke that bone. That's a painful bone to break.
Go golfing with me, bud. You'll break every bone.
Oh my god.
We do need to post. Hey, you need to post that video.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get paid for that one.
Barstool. Barstool. We'll shout you out.
That's not how we do it.
That will definitely make it in the top 10 of golf.
Oh, yeah.
Golf fails.
Top 10, huh? All right.
All right. Sherman. 5 criminal charges.
Did you hear about the door, though?
Got signed by the Jets.
Yeah.
I was the one who sent that to you guys.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
No, I think I sent it.
Dude, I sent it.
Yeah, I think Sean sent it.
Who's Sean?
This is an athlete with this much going on in their life?
You what?
This is an athlete?
He's one of the better football corners.
He was.
Well, god damn, stop knocking the old guys.
Why can't he stay
out of
there? No one's knocking Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. But and you didn't. Wouldn't knock Richard Sherman.
But don't knock Tom Brady by putting Chip on his level.
Yeah, but the guy did get burnt.
Dude's angry, guys. You can't see it, but he's angry.
We'll be back after this.
He's so angry.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. So, anyways, five criminal charges for Sherman.
Yeah. 5 criminal charges.
He'll get dropped down to 3. I think Barnes is working on the case.
Big shout out to Milwaukee and Giannis.
Yeah, I guess, man. Who are all? They beat the Suns.
Dude, the Suns? Oh.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Charles. I mean, they were down 2-0.
I did hear. I guess it was after the game or something. Giannis was his wife was driving him. He had the NBA championship trophy and his MVP trophy, and he pulled up to Chick-fil-A trying to swindle his way to get chicken nuggets for free for the rest of his life from that one.
Who, Yanni?
Yeah.
Oh, he got.
Saying, I will totally endorse you.
He scored 50 points, so he bought 50
chicken minis at Chick-fil-A too. That's all over the.
They don't. They're just one chicken mini. They.
No, he bought 50 mini, of them. He says, "I want 50. Mini. I don't want 51. I don't want 49."
Chicken minis was are a breakfast item.
He
no,
wants 50. Not at all. Sometimes maybe shit.
Sometimes, yeah, maybe
number
sometimes.
One bullshit.
That's yeah. some shit, man.
All right, and Funchess breaks Gronk's record. Did you see that,
Devin Funchess?
Yep.
What did he break Gronk's record of?
No.
Gronk caught not
staying up
600 foot from a helicopter. Oh. Gronk caught that when he went out to Arizona, went to his old last alma mater. Year. And this year, Funchess did 750.
750 what?
From a helicopter. Doing, caught the ball.
Caught
ball.
Oh, whatever.
Dropped.
That's not cool. even
that's,
a real
thing. I'll tell you, that's pretty not impressive. Easy, man. Yeah, that's it's 750 not, feet is like twice how tall the Skyway is.
Yeah, there's, but the ball's not going to get any faster.
What'd you say?
Does it get like more difficult for 150 feet? Like, come actually, on, man. Dude, do some. Yeah. Go up to 1,000 if you want to be a big boss.
Does. I mean,
imagine what your first like pop fly when you were trying to judge.
Oh, that bitch hit me right in the head.
Imagine 750
you're
feet
talking
trying
about
to judge.
Yeah, but the pop fly's
going.
At an angle. This thing's like straight down. It's like,
that's
ooh,
the Coriolis
you
effect,
you think 750
man.
Feet the thing's going to fall straight?
Yeah, no. Why not?
You're talking about the spin
frozen
of the earth.
Rope.
Yeah,
yeah.
Spin of the earth plays into that, man.
The spin of the earth.
Yes, that's the Coriolis effect, man. That everything plays into
gravity,
that.
Gravity,
wind, all that.
The birds.
Man.
The birds.
I mean, the wind. It's like a sniper out there.
Yeah. I guess, man.
Come on, man.
I wouldn't know. I've never been that high.
Well, look up the Coriolis effect, man. Jeez, man.
What about?
I know it gets difficult.
If the grass was watered earlier that morning, you think that makes an effect?
But if there's moisture in the air,
if
they
you're,
might slip.
How
yeah.
about that old thing? If you're in the water,
if you're in water, you're wet.
No,
put your phone
you're
in water,
wet.
And your phone's gonna be
you're wet.
Wet
when you come out of the water.
Dude,
that's
come
not
on,
true.
No one's getting on the old guys.
What?
Yeah.
So for the trivia tonight, I got a challenge.
Challenge time.
My thing is, I want to see how many movies by sport. You guys can list.
Oh, great.
Giving. I'll tell you what. We're just going to. We'll just do one
I know
sport.
The first
we're
one.
Do one
guys
sport
will
tonight.
Say.
I'm going to let you pick the sport. Because the ones I've done is football, baseball, hockey, and soccer.
Well, yeah, no, I'm a big tennis movie guy.
I don't have any tennis.
You don't have any bocce in there?
I don't have any bocce.
Let's start with tennis then.
You don't have any. No golf movies? I mean, there's classic golf movies. Oh, come on, T.
Let's start with the obvious. Let's go football.
Little Giants. Start with the football. Okay. Well,
are we playing
Air Bud?
Are we playing as a team or are we?
I was actually going
to
leave that up to
you. You did Air Bud football, soccer, and hockey.
What if it goes just down the row and whoever can't think of one's done?
Yep. Boom.
Yeah.
Let's put us on the spot. We got 5 seconds and that's it.
All right. Fair enough.
We're working as a team. Or
now, here's the thing. Now, I've come up with my list. Should they have to be on my list or am I accepting?
That's like. Us, that's like you saying pick a number 1 through 30.
Okay.
Don't Google it. Don't cry got about it, someone taking yours. I don't want to hear it. You thought of the movie first and someone else said it. I already see it coming.
I don't, all right,
so
I don't
so
even
let's
know
go
how this game
around,
is being
let's
played.
Go round robin. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Okay.
I'm in the
Shorty
middle.
Shorty P?
2.
3.
Inch and an eighth.
Okay. That means you are first, you're second, and you're third.
That sucks for me, guys. I'm at a disadvantage again.
All right. Here we go.
Waterboy.
Waterboy is a football movie. Good job.
Oh, so you have to name a football movie that you wrote down?
Not necessarily.
Oh,
okay. I got you. It's like a drinking game.
But there's 5 seconds each time. 5 seconds each time.
Oh, here okay. So I'm second?
Yes.
Little Giants.
Okay. That is correct.
Gosh, I almost ate the microphone to say Any Given Sunday.
That is also correct.
It's so close, guys. Can you hear me?
The Replacements.
That is correct.
Rudy. Rudy.
That is correct.
Rudy.
I'm going to bow out, guys.
Really?
You don't have
I'm really,
any others?
I'm really bad at football, man.
Okay. Down to you two.
Your boy, God, I can't think of the name. We are the Titans.
We are?
Remember the Titans.
I thought it was remember now.
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, okay.
Are we going to give him that? Mm-hmm. Does that count?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's back on him.
Five.
I said The Replacement.
4, 3, 2.
What about the one where she recruits that
1.
Kid, right?
Damn.
Yeah, I just had a
damn, I thought you had longer than this. All right, let me just throw out some other
fire and blanks, dog.
Longest yard, Varsity Blues.
Longest yard.
What, did I not get to go again?
You won.
Gridiron Gang.
Yeah, no, I said
Draft
We Are
Day,
Marshall.
Invincible.
Who is that kid that got adopted and, like, played?
Leatherheads.
Wasn't
Wildcats,
that a football
necessary
one?
Necessary Roughness.
All right, next
Radio.
Sport.
Radio. All right, next sport, baseball. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. What is this?
Dog, start us off.
Angels Same in order. The outfield.
Okay, done.
Major League.
Done.
Oh, my gosh. What was the name of those little kids that were playing? The backyard kids. Or
I'm
something.
Not helping.
I don't
you.
Know, man. The backyard kids. I don't Sandlot. Know. Yeah,
no,
Sandlot.
Come on.
There you go. Yes. All right, come on. Don't get me out
round.
On the first one.
Shit.
Baseball's five, tough, man.
Four, three.
A League of Their Own.
Oh, right. Nice. Had my first kiss during that movie.
Major
guys.
League 2.
No, dude, stop.
What? It's yeah, the movie.
It's Major League. Give me
it's
another
Major
one.
League 2.
It,
no, there's
over.
Two of them.
They're all done.
I'm the judge.
One and done.
Oh, I got a good
five,
one.
Four.
Oh, three, that's so gay.
Two. One. Bows out. All right.
And it's me.
It's you?
Yeah.
And we're going to go with five.
Four.
Three. Two. Field of Dreams.
All yep. right.
Ball Durham.
Damn, all he right. was ready in the wings. Look at that.
Five.
Oh, my God. Four, I don't want to disappoint my fans here.
Three.
I got a few more.
Two.
Oh, shit, I'm out.
One. Okay, so
that
you win
he
that
raised.
One.
He said, I have a
other
few
ones,
more.
The natural, the rook, the rookie, the fan, Aitman out.
Few, you want me to keep going?
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year.
I don't know.
Major League 2 is a movie.
Jackie and Robinson.
Four, 62.
That was 42 was the name of
Jackie
that
Jackie Robinson.
62.
Same. All right, let's jump to hockey.
Mighty
so
Ducks.
So far, it's 1-1 and 0.
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks done.
Mighty Ducks 2.
I knew it. Here he goes. Nope.
Stop with the number 2. What do you got?
I don't know.
You really looked at me like Mighty Ducks 3? I mean, how is he going to roll this? I mean, what
there
is this?
A Mighty
there
Ducks
is a Mighty Ducks
3.
Right? So I'm trying to figure
I don't know
this
any
out.
Other ones.
Back to you, dog.
Team USA or whatever it was, the USA championship team. The movie.
We got a caller on the line says
three,
no.
2. One.
Miracle on Ice.
That's what that's
I got it. I win.
No, that's what I was
I win,
saying.
Miracle
I on Ice. Let's see. It definitely wasn't
five,
a second one of those.
Four,
Miracle on Ice
three,
too.
Two.
I'm done. I one, can't do it.
I man, win.
Now, you could have also said Happy Gilmore because he was a hockey player.
Oh, no, that's not, no. Nope,
slap shot player.
Your whole contest is disqualified for that.
Sudden
he
death.
Didn't make it, though.
He had
man.
One date.
All right, you got to win this one, dog, or it's game it. Over and he takes it.
He lost.
And what are we talking
about? Soccer.
Table tennis?
Soccer or hockey. Let's just do both of these.
We just did hockey.
Soccer or
tennis?
Tennis.
There you go.
Or tennis.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Go.
Five,
four.
Dude, soccer
three,
or tennis? Two, who knows?
One, you're out.
Jamaican Rasta.
You're out. Five, four.
Wimbledon.
Three, okay.
That's a thing.
Air Bud.
Air Bud is
what
basketball.
The hell is
Air Bud made a soccer movie, and I'm not going to take no for an answer.
Okay.
Really?
Look it up.
Back to you, Shorty P.
I'm going to have to because I'm disappointed here.
Five,
let's see here. Four, tennis or soccer?
two, one.
Damn, I'm going to get buzzed out. Guys. Oh, I'm sorry. Damn
the it. Big Green?
Big Green? I haven't heard that one. I have heard Mean Machine, Ladybugs, Bend It Like Beckham, Green Street Hooligans, and Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and Screaming. That just froze me
all
up.
All right. So Bo wins. God, you
look,
so
look, 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 look.
Though, did we?
Dude, that was horrible.
The Big Green is a soccer movie, too.
Never heard of
it. Back in the day. I know you remember that. You've seen it with the fat redheaded kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, I win. Champion Bo.
Sandlot.
Champion Bo. What else you got? Did you guys do any? Here, watch this.
Yeah.
What did you guys bring for tonight?
I made my delicious meatball heroes.
I got some content for you.
No, dude, that's
not in the book.
2019.
Not in the book.
Who led the league
just like
in
James
2017?
Did. That's all he brought.
I got our Buccaneer stat day trivia.
What is oh, that? Let's hear it.
Well, we're going to keep it on Warren Sapp. How many interceptions did Warren Sapp have?
Two.
When?
His whole career.
Oh.
Two.
Six.
95-07.
Six.
Three.
Four.
Wow.
Closer.
Close.
How many fumble recoveries did he have?
Three.
Nope, he had more than that.
Six.
Eight.
Five.
Who said what?
Six.
I said eight.
Six. I said five.
Six.
Nope, 12.
Shit.
How many forced fumbles did he have?
Eight.
He had a
five.
Strip sacks.
12.
Five.
19.
19, damn. Wait.
How many sacks did he have?
30.
Jeez.
30?
Nine.
No, out of all those years?
He had like
Shorty P fans, I will 60? Get one of these.
No.
It is nine.
He had a nine?
Yes.
Nine sacks out of 12 years?
Maybe.
He's a Hall of Famer, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah,
he's like between 60, 30 and 40.
25.
30 or 40?
25. Yeah. Okay, 60. It sounds like 100, 60?
Man. He had 96.
Look at this, guys.
Damn.
Four off. I said 100.
How many? What was his most he had in one season?
I want to say 15-5.
I'm going to say 22. It was just crazy. It was crazy. He blew every other year away. 22.
I'll say 14.
16 and a half.
Dang, I was
in
closer.
2000.
Not the chip, though. Man. I guess he said 14. Jeez, man. But closest without.
See,
going
I don't know what he did back when he played for Oakland.
He only played for Oakland for 4 years.
Yeah, so I don't know what he did. So that was probably those 23 sacks.
He had one interception for him with for 3 yards. How many touchdowns did he have?
More than Winston.
He probably had like three.
Touchdowns? Seven.
No, not that many. I was going to say
Shorty P
four,
fans.
Yeah,
seven.
Zero.
Oh, my
zero?
Gosh.
Wow.
Trick question. Sorry. I win.
Aaron Rodgers.
What back, about him?
NBA champion.
What was he, a towboy
he's
for the Bucks?
He's a part owner.
But yeah, is he really?
He's back to the...
back to the pack.
Back to the pack, which you said he wasn't going to be.
Well, he's not back to the pack.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
How do you know?
They he's, announced it. Yeah. He announced it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
they just announced the other day
fan?
That...
Come
no,
on,
not at all,
man.
Chip.
Do you?
Not at all.
Are you on a sports podcast?
Nope.
Oh.
Is that what we're on right now?
How about your boy
what else
Cam,
you got?
Cam Akers?
Broke. Yeah, I saw that.
Cam Akers?
Yeah, torn Achilles, man. That's that.
Ouch.
Deshaun Watson's strolling around like he's got no concern in the world.
That's who it was, Chip. Melvin Ingram signed to the Steelers.
Aren't you done after a torn Achilles?
Oh, yeah, you're done for the year.
No, I mean for life. You're not going to be the
not
same,
not necessarily for life.
Not
really?
Not in this day and age.
God, that really sucks about Yanni Gourde.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at that. That kind of... That hurts.
I mean, who else have they gotten? Anybody? Like
Texas and Oklahoma have reportedly reached out to the SEC about joining the conference. That would be tight.
Texas and Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think they're in
SEC?
The Big 12. Yeah.
Yeah, they should definitely get in the SEC. But then that's just going to make the SEC that much more dominant. May as well all be SEC.
It should be. SEC best conference out there in college football.
I mean, I'm sitting here looking at who these guys have taken so far. And they took Joey DeCord. He's the goaltender from Sentinels. Where? There's nobody like really outstanding so far.
What do you mean? Yanni Gourde's not outstanding yet?
No, I'm saying he's the only one.
Here we go. Argues. Another argument, boys.
Here we go.
I got to tell you, this wall mount, I mean, here in the studio, this is nice.
Yeah, it's
you
probably
got the permit, huh? You got the permit to get this up here? No.
I can't hear myself.
Oh, he did that on purpose.
Oh, we lost dog.
Oh, dog's back.
Dog's back.
Dog back.
Y'all just in the pound. You guys penalty. just missed my whole segment.
Damn.
You guys missed dog.
Really sucks.
He's back.
So, do you think Seattle Kraken is going to have a Kraken impact next year?
I don't think they're like making the playoffs the first round or the first year like
Vegas
did.
Yeah,
I don't see that happening, but I mean. They got some pretty good players.
At least we got to keep Alex Killorn.
Yeah, because right now they can't go after anybody else. I mean, you cannot say Yanni Gourde's not a top-tier player.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why he went. I told you. You guys don't listen to me.
Who do you think will lose off of that
list?
We
never listen to you.
Still. I mean not to the
Kraken. They probably start off, you're going to lose Cirelli because he's a free agent. You can't sign everybody back. But they probably go with the Stanley Cup. This is different. Probably go with Stanley Cup champions first and then kind of trickle their way down.
Yeah, it's
those are
the
probably,
best.
You know.
All right. Anything else from you guys tonight?
Well, I think we covered
it,
man.
Yeah, we still got bad red tide, man.
Yeah.
Fishing's out.
As DeSantis said today, it would be more horrific if we caused a state of emergency, if we declared a state of emergency over it.
Well, here's my deal is these guys want to ban plastic straws from restaurants saying it's killing the sea life. Let's just go ahead and dump 200 million gallons into the bay. An area where there's not a lot of water movement. Yeah. It's pretty stagnant, Tampa Bay is.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So manatees have been dying, dolphins, birds, turtles. The fishery's gone. It's shot. We've just seen it bounce back. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's all for people to make money.
And that's one of the major income sources around here, is made off the water.
Yep.
All right, guys.
I want to say hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. I've always wanted to do that.
Find us on Instagram. Find us on Facebook. We got fan contests coming
up. Find me in the street.
I sound like we're going to have some good Buccaneer gear to get the year started to give away.
Are we telling them what we're giving away?
No, dude. We got to post it.
No.
Have to do your jobs.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
How many items is it?
I'm thinking it's going to be about 4 items.
What kind of items?
Buccaneer gear, bro.
Buccaneer.
Are we talking footballs? Are we talking jerseys, helmets?
I guess we'll find out
gloves.
Next week when we announce it, because we're coming in about, 2 weeks before our first preseason game?
Yeah, that is correct.
We're going to do any fantasy?
Oh, we are going to do some. Well, we're definitely doing starting from week one.
Preseason.
These guys can't do this.
Of preseason.
Oh, you want to do preseason too?
No, you don't do preseason fantasy. That's bad juju.
I don't know, guys. I mean, if you guys missed the sound check, I have nothing to do with fantasy.
You better get on
FanDuel
and create your account, because we're all doing it from week one, and I don't want to hear this shit no more.
So this is where we set it up, at FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep, and we'll be giving it out to the fans, too. We'll be competing against some of the fans as well.
Are we sponsoring FanDuel?
No, they're sponsoring us. They just don't know yet.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bush Light, too.
Bush Latte.
Bush Latte.
Bush Latte. There it is.
You get your new shoes from Nike?
No.
You didn't get those yet? Okay.
Nope.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah.
Say something.
If you guys
have a great week.
Happy birthday.
If you guys want to reach us again anytime, 844-542-4111 or text us 727-388-1644.
All standard investing rates do apply, and any calls after 10 p.m. will be charged to the billing accordingly. And
whatever, man.
It's like you wait. Did you see him? He was poised waiting for you to see
I'll get
him.
It one day.
Yeah.
Sitting in the wings.
All sounds
right,
final.
Boys. Have a great night and a good week.
Take it like a fan. Buckball.